I'm going to take you on a short journey. And for you, John, it's going to be something a little old, but because of our conversation yesterday. Because God was on my case yesterday morning. How many know he can be on your case to do something? So he gave me a word, which was personal. And I thanked him for what he was doing because I could see the results. But we're going to go to Romans chapter 8. So go with me to Romans chapter 8. St. Paul wrote to the Romans, giving them some advice. And the Lord was trying to show me something again, because how many know we have a mindset that sometimes we believe what we believe because it's been spoken to us, it's been drilled into us, it's been pounded into us, and we buy it as God's truth. So the Lord was trying to get me to understand that he's the one that's in the control room, that he's the one that's on the job doing things. And so we're going to go to verse 26. It says, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness. How many of you had a few weaknesses? Okay. So who helps you? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes. It's the Holy Spirit where? Inside of you that intercedes and prays for the needs of others and of yourself. That includes kitty cats. Now, I'm not making a joke out of this. I'm telling you the truth. I've had animals in my house, sick, anoint them with oil, and God miraculously healed them and set them free, and I didn't pray in English or French, because those are my natural languages. I let my spirit pray. Why? Because my spirit knows things that my head does not know. My spirit had a beginning with God and is going to return to God. That's the real me. This is just an earth suit. Look at your neighbor and say, your earth suit looks good.
Your earth suit looks good.
But your inner suit,
your spirit man,
is a lot younger.
A lot more beautiful.
And a lot more youthful.
And a lot more energetic.
Than this outer garment.
Hallelujah.
You need it on the earth.
And I'm glad you're here.
But your spirit man is eternal. Okay? So, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Well, how are they going to come out of your mouth if you don't open it? It's going to be up to you. And he, verse 27, who searches out our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit. Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Not in accordance with your will. It's in accordance with God's will. Now, verse 28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. If you don't have a circle around his, it might be wise to put one. Because it's his purpose that's the ultimate goal. 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. Predestined. Started with God, going to return to God. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers, and those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorifies. Hallelujah. You should have a circle around he justifies. You should have a circle around he every time, because it's not you that's producing for yourself. He also glorified. You say, well, I don't feel glorified. Not a matter of feelings. It's a matter of God's truth. Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Well, who's against you? Yeah, there's a lot of other dark things that would love to destroy you. But that also proves that you are godly. 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. I'm going to repeat. Who's going to bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Huh. So, you see, when you're trying to scrub your act up, and you're making this effort, and you're pushing these buttons, and doing all kinds of works programs to clean up yourself, are you going to be able to be justified with all that work? You might feel good about it, because it's going to build up your pride. But the scripture is very clear. God has chosen, and God will justify. You say, well, you know, I don't know if I agree with that, because it could be a misprint. Well, really? I thought I'd take you a little bit deeper. You see, Abraham in Genesis 15, verse 6, it says, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. So believing is part of the deal. Acts 13, 39. That's Acts 13, 39. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. Ooh, so we've got all those nice commandments, which you can try to keep, but all it shows you is how sinful you really are. So you need to believe, and you will be justified by believing. That's what happens. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith. Oh, now you've got to add a belief plus faith, right? Coordinates. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's confirmed in verse 18, and it's confirmed in Romans 9:30. Then you go to 1 Corinthians 6:11. Here, St. Paul says, that is what some of you were, being in trouble, doing ungodly things. But he says, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I don't know how much clearer you want it. You see, sanctification and justification comes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit within you. Galatians 3:24 goes a little deeper. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. That one kind of seals it all up. The law, meaning the Ten Commandments, was put in charge to lead us to Christ, to lead us to the anointing, that we might be justified by faith. So when you and I believe that Jesus died on that cross and accept it as reality and believe for it, the justification then manifests in you and I. The justification is not going to give you a feeling, because all the feelings are is a part of this earthly stuff. But the justification will give you a peace within your heart, that you'll know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Lord, and he's on the job cleaning you up. He's justifying you. He's going to glorify you. He's going to do the things that he promised for you and in you. Now, 34. Romans 8, 34. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for Kim. Oh, you mean that's a misprint? No. He's interceding for all of us. If he intercedes, how come you and I can't do the same? Sometimes you're going to find you get some news on the phone, you get some news on your computer, or on the air, television, radio. It might be that you have a press on the inside of your heart to pray, because something's happening in another city, in another town. Could be in your backyard, like Chicopee. Yeah, it just might be. Then do it. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Verse 37, no, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I found out how much he loved me today. You know, you can be doing something absolutely normal, and all of a sudden, driving, you can see some little blue lights flashing. Anybody ever have that experience? No. Yep. Well, I'm in Holyoke, and I'm heading towards South Hadley. And I see a light in front of me. I see the street next to me is a one-way. But I did not focus on the two yellow lines, because just for a section of that particular street, it is a two-way street. And the officer is coming in my direction on the exact opposite side of the street, and I turned left, and of course all those lights started flashing, and I said, uh-oh, I did it. Lord, I just want to thank you for this test. I'm going to pass this test. I'm going to thank you for this officer. I'm going to thank you for the grace of my God. I'm going to thank you for that. There's an angel on the job, maybe two. Lord, whatever I need to do, I will do. So I'm going to give you praise for this whole experience. And he pulls over, takes a few minutes. Then he gets out of the car. He's a man about 50, I'm guessing. And he's got his lapel name on there, and I'm not going to give it to you. So he says, I saw what you did. I said, well, what did I do? He said, well, you turned left on the one way, but that particular street has two yellow lines. I said, but it was a one way, you know, 50 yards before that. He said, yeah, but for that one section. And I said, well, it wasn't well identified because he says, I know, sir, I understand. It's not a problem. I saw what you did. I know why you did it. It is not well identified. And I just want to tell you that don't do it again. So I said, I'm very grateful, officer. Thank you very much. And I stuck my hand out the window and I shook his hand. He never asked for registration, never asked for my identification. Of course, he had it on his computer. But the bottom line is, I said, and I'm going to be praying for you. And he says, thank you. I'm going to be praying for him.
What street?
I don't know the name of the street. You're asking an awful lot. Listen, I gave you an example. If you end up on the same street and the same officer comes, you thank and pray for him. All things work together for
good.
For those who love the Lord. So I want you to know, you know, everything happens for a reason and for a purpose. And in case you forgot, Mike works on the night shift for the police department in Holyoke. So I'm planning to call Mike to say, would you please tell Officer Ella, you know, whatever. And I do remember his name. And tell him I'm grateful. And we're going to be praying for all of you guys.
They need it.
Yes.
They need it because it's very tough. It's a tough city to serve. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't forget, but I just wanted to make sure that we finish this up. So close your eyes right now. And say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
That you have chosen me.
That you have chosen me.
You have justified me.
You have justified me.
And you're in the process of glorifying me.
And you're in the process of glorifying me.
Please don't stop.
Please don't stop.
And don't let me go back in the driver's seat. To the best of my ability, I will let you drive.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen.